I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the case of three Christians convicted of state crimes in Sudan, the window for appeals is closing. See, we're nearing the end of the 15-day time frame after an unexpected decision to throw the book at the three, January 29th. There's also an emerging case that's causing some unease, says Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern. See, there's a plan to shut down or destroy 25 churches. Pray for believers in Sudan. And Jason Wolford of Christian Resources International shares a remarkable impact story about a little boy named Johnny. In 2009, CRI distributed donated Christian books and Bibles to his village in Haiti. He was thrilled to get his own Bible and soon became a believer. But sadly, a year later, Johnny was killed in the big earthquake. But because someone from far away gave him their used Bible, he got to meet Jesus and is with him today. Everything on this is at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.